You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Austria's chancellor has convened a meeting of his German, Greek and West Balkans counterparts on strategies to deal with Europe's migration crisis amid tensions within the European Union over how to deal with the influx of refugees and migrants. Stefan Boss has the latest.
European leaders met in Vienna Saturday at Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern's invitation to discuss how to better fortify the European Union's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. As the meeting began, EU Council President Donald Tusk told reporters that the summit should focus on how to keep closed the Balkans route that was used last year by hundreds of thousands of people from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan and other troubled nations.
Since the first days of the migration crisis, I've had no doubt that the main key to its resolution is restoring effective control of the EU's external borders. And obviously an essential precondition for achieving this goal is close cooperation with our partners in the Balkans and Turkey. Today we should discuss how to improve the effectiveness of our actions. We need to confirm politically and in practice that the Western Balkan route of irregular migration is closed for good.
He and Austrian, German, Greek and West Balkan leaders try to overcome their differences amid mounting tensions within the EU over whether to accept more asylum seekers and how to resettle them within the European Union. Germany's open door policies has been especially criticized by Eastern European countries. Hungary's anti-migration Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, for instance, even proposed that, in his words, illegal migrants should be rounded up and placed in refugee camps set up outside the EU. Orbán spoke ahead of Hungary's October 2nd referendum on whether to accept EU plans to resettle some 160,000 refugees among member states. Yet the EU's migration commissioner, Dimitris Avramopoulos, called for a more compassionate, human approach towards refugees.
And I'm sure that today, following the debates that will follow, we shall all come out showing solidarity among us. And of course, providing all these human, desperate people with humanity and dignity. Let me tell you one thing. Since we all talk about solidarity in Europe, solidarity is not a la carte. Solidarity and responsibility are basic values and principles. Not only moral principles, but also legal principles, explicitly stipulated in the treaties of the Union.
At the same time, the EU wants to prevent a repeat of the situation last year when more than 1 million migrants and refugees crossed into Europe. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.